keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm David Oliver from 13 News. A Kansas toddler is safe following a statewide Amber Alert. The two-year-old from Topeka was found in Illinois with a man who's now suspected in a double murder in the capital city. Lieutenant Governor David Tolan, a presumptive contender in the race to be the next governor, says he's not running for the office. But another Democrat, State Senator Ethan Corson, has announced his candidacy. The State Department of Education has finalized eligibility guidelines. Now, for free and reduced lunches in the coming school year, families can request applications and information letters from their school principal's office. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has awarded three contracts for the department's new comprehensive child welfare information system. Leaders say the project will modernize systems and develop interfaces between DCF and other state agencies. In Topeka, David Oliver, 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I never realized that I'd be taking care of a two-year-old and a nine-year-old on my own. I think men can be a little stubborn sometimes where pride gets in the way and they may want the help. They may not know how to ask. With my traditions, with the family support in line, and just with my mind frame, I was able to turn a negative into a positive. I knew I needed more tools in my toolbox to take care of these little girls that had just lost their mother. It's time for me to be that father that I knew I could be. I think just being that good role model as well, that models good behavior in front of them, going to work every day, coming home and being able to put on that smile. The biggest reward about being a dad is sitting back and watching your kids be happy.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Looking to take your brand to the next level? Brush Art has you covered. At Brush Art Corporation, they craft innovative marketing solutions that make your business stand out. From bold campaigns to targeted strategies, their team delivers results that drive growth. Whether it's redefining your company's position or boosting your market share, they listen, create, and deliver. Visit brushart.com or call 454-3383 to ignite your brand's potential. Brush Art, where great brands turn for marketing that works. And Brush Art would like to invite you all out this week for the Mitchell and Osborne County Fair. And wish all of our local 4-H youth good luck.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 94. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows around 71. Cloudy skies expected. More clouds than sun tomorrow, slight chance for storms, highs around 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
When you need bodywork done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Ellens of Tipton takes the hassle out of your remodel project. Stop by their showroom and let Lexi and the staff guide you to the flooring, wall coverings, and window treatments of your dreams. With great pricing on in-stock carpet, luxury vinyl tile, and sheet vinyl, the perfect flooring is ready for professional installation. Grab some Valspar paint and Brewster wallpaper to add a pop of color to those plain walls. Graber shades and custom window treatments will finish your room off in style. Not sure where to start? Call Lexi today at 373-4315. That's 373-4315 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. This Wednesday through Saturday, the Beloit Medical Center, the Mitchell County Health Department, and Hanson Auction and Realty want to invite you to come on out to the Mitchell County Fair. Grab your wristband and dive into fair fun. Laser tag, bake sales, tractor shows, and entertainment galore. Just $5 a night or $40 for three nights of action. The Mitchell County Fair is where the summer memories begin.
your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals were shut out last night in Game 2 of the series with the Cubs, 6-0. 45-year-old Rich Hill made his Royals debut, the oldest Royal to ever play in a game, also tying the Major League record with Edwin Jackson for most teams played on, and with 14. He went 5 innings, giving up 6 hits, 3 runs. Only one of them was earned, though, giving up 2 walks while striking out a batter. Jonathan Bolin pitched the 6th and into the 7th, giving up 3 hits, 3 runs, while walking 1 and striking out another. Sam Long finished the 7th, striking out 2 batters, and then Taylor Clark struck out 2 in the 8th. Offensively, they could only muster up 6 hits in this one, although they were 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. The Royals are now 49-53. They'll try to win the series today in the rubber match at 1:20 p.m. It'll be Seth Lugo getting the ball. Again, that's a 1:20 first pitch from Wrigley Field. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
We're talking with Daniel Bennett, head baseball coach for Smith County Blue Raiders, the American Legion Post 220. Daniel, been quite a summer for you. Played 33 ball games, played in 4 or 5 different tournaments. First of all, kind of talk about your coaching in your 12th year for the Smith County Blue Raiders and who's helping you this year.
Yeah, like you said, this will be my 12th year as a coach here in Smith Center. We've had some highs and lows, but we're getting better every year and whatnot, and that's all we can ask for around here. Getting kids out here is the hardest thing. With everything going on, we got so much to do, during the summer. So, yeah, sometimes baseball's not a priority, but we make it work. We got it's me as the head coach, and then we got my assistants are Tim Wilson, Grady Brooks, and Todd Slavik.
Well, Daniel, you guys are headed to the state tournament for the second year in a row. Last time that Smith County Blue Raiders were in the state tournament was under the direction of Bob Maxwell, who took them in 95, 96, and 97. Exciting times for the Blue Raiders. You will open with number 2 seed Iola, 14-5, and then win that. You get winner of Seneca, 12-12, and Colby, 15-9. On the top side, Marysville's number 1 seed, 19-6. They'll play Hiawatha, the host. American Legion Class B state tournament's in Hiawatha. And do they get a automatic bid because they're hosting?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how it works at this level. If you host state, you automatically have to go. They went 0-2 in their zone tournament, but they automatically go.
Four seed, Norton's 13-5, and then Garnett's Norton's 13-15, the 4 seed, and Garnett's the 5 seed, 13-5. So, you got Colby, the 6 seed at 15-9, but Seneca's 12-12, the 3 seed. And then on the top side, you got Norton, 13-15, with a 4 seed, and Garnett's the 5 seed, 13-5. So is that seeded as it kind of regional seeds, or how does that work?
And the seeding goes by, if you win your zone tournament, you get 1-4, and then it goes by record.
Okay.
And then if you get run up, it goes by record.
Well, Daniel, you had a major windstorm that just tore the heck out of the Higley Field up there at Smith Center last fall and basically tore the bleachers up, tipped them upside down, put them on the field, tore the heck out of most everything. How'd you guys get everything repaired in time for summer ball, and who helped you out? I know the Smith Center Recreation is huge up there in funding, but what all did you have to do to the field, and how bad was the damage?
Yeah, that was during the zone tournament last year that happened, and we were hosting that, and we ended up having to move it to Norton. We ended up winning that one. But like you said, the rec does a lot for this community, and they were a huge part of that, getting that field ready and getting it all set up for, new fans that need to be put out and a new backstop.
Well, Daniel, you have a tremendous schedule. You basically have a field of dreams. If there's a field, you'll travel and play anybody in the world. A lot of games up in Nebraska, tournaments in Grand Island, Colby, Kearney, had your own Smith Center tournament, went to McCook. But one of the tournaments that really intrigues me, you won this year at Hebron as a wood bat tournament. How does that wood bat tournament, you got to bring your own bats, they supply them, and how fun is playing in a wood bat tournament at Hebron?
Yeah, you know, they have that tournament every year, ever since I can remember. It's always during Father's Day weekend, and, you know, it's fun, it's different. The wood bat, you know, kids don't play with wood bats anymore, but it's fun, and they do supply the bats, but you can bring your own as well. And, you know, like I said, in Nebraska, competition's a lot different than in Kansas, so we competed very well up there, and ended up coming home with a win there, winning it all.
Well, Daniel, you also went to Grand Island, McCook, Kearney. How did those tournaments up in Nebraska go for you?
You know, like I said, the competition is better, but we competed with everybody. You know, I think McCook tournament went 3-1. We lost to a really, really good McCook. I think they might be the best team we saw all summer, or maybe the Sutton tournament or the Sutton team. But we went 3-1 up there in McCook. Grand Island, unfortunately, went 0-3, but we played Scotts Bluff, we played Grand Island, and who was the other team we played? Oh, Sutton. But Sutton's a really good, really good fundamental team. But we competed with them, and I think that's what makes us better, getting ready for the state tournament.
Well, Daniel Bennett, head coach for 12 years, Smith County Blue Raiders, sponsored by the American Legion 220 up there in Smith Center. Kind of talk about your pitching. You told me off the record there that you got 8 pitchers. Who are some of the main guys that are throwing for you this year on the mound?
Yeah, like I said, I believe we have 8 pitchers that we can trust to go out there and compete with anybody. And that includes, you know, we got Dom, Camberg, Grant Wilson, Reed Doan, Jared Ford, Evan Slavik, Isaac, and Peter, and Owen. Like I said, we trust those guys to go out there if we need to put them out there on the mound to compete.
Well, kind of like free agency and pro sports, you've got to go out and get the players. You've got a kid from Cortland and a kid from Kennington, and kind of got to go out and find players that want to travel the way you guys do. And, of course, Smith Center has always been a great Legion town. Kind of talk about your roster and where kids are from and how you get kids to play ball in the summer.
Yeah, you know, our numbers are down a little bit this year. We have 11 total kids on our roster. We have 2 kids from the Cortland area, 1 kid from Russell. We got a Thunder Ridge kid, and then the rest are from Smith Center. You know, if we don't have those 4 kids from out of town, you know, unfortunately, we probably wouldn't have a Legion team, or we'd have to, you know, mess up the K18 kids and bring those kids up. But, you know, I hate to do that because I have a phenomenal year as well this year. So.
Well, Daniel, as you look at the state tournament this Saturday and Sunday in Hiawatha, it looks to me like, for the most part, Smith County and Norton are probably the only ones that don't have baseball. Like I said, number 1 seed in Marysville in Hiawatha, and then Norton, Garnett, Iola, Smith County, Seneca, Colby. Kind of talk about what you see in this year's Class B state tournament and what your expectations are for the Blue Raiders.
You know, obviously we expect to win every game. It's first round draw. It's going to be a tough one with Iowa. You know, they've won it, I believe, 3 years in a row now. But like I said, we during the regular season we set ourselves up for games like this. So I think we can go out there and compete with them, and it's a doable win for us. I think we're sitting okay.
Well, Daniel Bennett, head coach of the Smith County Blue Raiders, we appreciate your time, and certainly baseball has been a big part of your life and got great support through the recreation, the Legion up there, and we hope that we can hear great news this weekend. Appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Frazier, Johnson & Martin Law, community matters. Whether it's providing trusted legal guidance or supporting local traditions, their team is proud to stand beside the people they serve. They invite everyone to come on out and enjoy the Osborne and Mitchell County Fairs, great events that showcase what small-town Kansas is all about. And to all the hardworking 4-H kids, good luck. Your dedication and determination inspire us all. Frazier, Johnson & Martin Law, supporting local families, community tradition, and the next generation of leaders.
Whether it's a quick oil change or a major engine repair, Schoen Auto Repair in Downs has the crew and the know-how to keep you moving. With six full-time techs, they're ready to handle it all. Fast, honest, and done right the first time. From civil service work to camper repairs with a specialist on staff, Schoen's is your one-stop shop for dependable small-town service. Proud to serve the community and proud to support the Osborne County Fair, the Mitchell County Fair, and the hard-working 4-H youth who make it all shine. Schoen Auto Repair in Downs. Small-town feel, big-time service. When it comes to hometown banking, Garrity State Bank and Trust is a name families have trusted for generations. With personalized service, smart financial solutions, and a deep commitment to local communities, they're more than just a bank. They're your neighbors, your supporters, and your friends. Whether it's planning for the future, growing a business, or buying a first home, Garrity State Bank is here every step of the way. Stop by one of our 9 locations or visit GarrityState.com to see how they can help you reach your financial goals. And don't forget, everyone's invited to the Mitchell and Osborne County Fairs. Good luck to all the amazing 4-H participants. Your hard work and dedication make our community proud. Rolling Hills Electric Cooperative is more than just utility poles and substations. We power our community's future. From lighting homes to energizing our local 4-H and youth programs, we're proud to help young minds shine bright and would like to invite you out to this week's Osborne and Mitchell County Fairs. Rolling Hills Electric Cooperative, transforming our community, powering tomorrow. From the heart of North Central Kansas, Winkle Manufacturing builds equipment that works as hard as the people who use it. Known for quality, durability, and innovation, Winkle has been helping farmers and ranchers get the job done for generations. From livestock handling to hay and feed equipment, Winkle products are made right here in Kansas, built tough to handle real-world conditions. Proud of their roots, proud of their work, and proud to support the Osborne County Fair, the Mitchell County Fair, and the dedicated 4-H youth who represent the future of agriculture. Winkle Manufacturing, built strong, built local, built for you.
Fiber, Crumbaker Oil and Feed, DeVore Auto Body and Collision, and Willow Springs Services want to invite you out this week to the Mitchell County Fair. The track is hot and the races will be wild. Antique Racers Thursday, IMCA Style Friday, and Demo Derby, Trailer, and Grain Truck Races will be pure chaos Saturday. All start at 6 o'clock. Grab your $12 gate ticket or $25 pit pass and buckle up for the thrill. 3-night passes available.
When it comes to your health, it's more than just treating the symptoms. It's about caring for you. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, your health is always in good hands. Whether it's a routine exam, emergency care, or rehab services, our dedicated team of healthcare professionals delivers expert care close to home. We believe healthcare should be personal because we don't just treat patients, we care for neighbors. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, our specialty is you. Compassionate care from our family to yours. Make your appointment at Osborne County Memorial Hospital today.
Classic Rock, C96.3, The Lake.